Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Welcome to another special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We appreciate all your love and support and your kindness. We are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the Weight Rack Road. Best sunbed facility you will ever see. And also none other than the best competition page in the world, our kings.
Yep.
We have none other than houses for sale, cars,
the Lambo up now, holidays, green Lambo is a belter,
Lamborghini for 25p. Get on that, folks. These deals cannot be matched anywhere else.
And don't say it's not the best odds, because the fuck it is the best odds.
It is
odds.
The best odds.
And we can say it if we want.
Yeah.
Because it is. So go on, sign up. There's loads and loads and loads of good deals on there, not right, Slice? What's left and right mean? Do you know what it means? Like the far left and far right?
Is this what it was?
Aye. It's all a load of bollocks, and see if you call yourself
I
lefty,
think I'm just in the
lefty loosey, ready teddy. That's all that matters.
Normally. I'm upside down, back the front, inside out. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another special guest in the house tonight. None other than
DJ Lomer.
What's happening, folks? Thanks for having me, lads.
No sweat, mate. Fun fact, you're our youngest guest. So, mate, you would think he's a lot older, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Very mature for your age as well.
He was youngest before me.
That's a good question.
Fuck, mate, that is a good question. I don't know.
Probably someone younger.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mads, Bev. What
are you on? See, to be honest, there was a podcast Steve done, and he brought the Rizzler on. Do you know who that is?
Rizzler?
He's only like 7 or something.
Nah,
he's from a 7-year-old on a podcast. And fucking, it was such a podcast. But man, he's funny. Like,
you have to be able to take a slag. And like, if you're going on Theo Vaughan's podcast, like, you should know what you're in for.
But each 8 apps, he, like, we adapt, yeah, adapt your guests. You're an up and coming DJ, so I've seen you on my For You page a lot, and I think you're going to have an absolute massive career, Harry.
Thank you, mate.
What we're saying off camera, try not to grow up too quick.
Yeah. Enjoy your youth.
Are you obviously you've been a DJ? Can you play in a nightclub yet?
Nah, I have to be 18 for it. But see, when I'm 16, I'm able to do Bell Sonic, Emerge, except because they're like outdoor festivals. See, indoor festivals like clubs. I don't know what the fuck's behind it, like, but
that's just the way it is for now.
Aye.
What about the feeler? You probably get on the feeler or something, maybe.
My manager was on the M last year, and then they say, "Nah, you're too young, mate. Come back when you're 16." I was just like, "Fuck you."
Nearly are horse. An hour, a year and a bit.
You've never actually played in a nightclub, man.
Nah,
that's mad.
I only done the M-teen fest stuff.
But they look like a nightclub, like that's the closest thing you're gonna get.
It was a really good fucking experience, like playing in front of a big crowd. No, the best one I've ever done was that one in Seaview. That was like a wee mini short fest.
Yes, I think I seen clips yet there.
Mm-hmm. That was fucking unreal.
Seaview,
man.
Pre
stadium.
Was it a team fest?
Big festival at the back.
Few DJs playing at it, wasn't there?
And then I went on back to back with Somatic for the last half an hour of it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And then Leo McDowell, he went on with Shugs, and then Jamesy, he went on by Middleton.
Who's your favourite DJ?
Phantasm.
I've never even heard of him. Who? I'm sure my age
What genre is on about?
Like any, mate. Who's, if you would have made a DJ and you would be starstruck at a DJ, who would it be?
There's a lot, but the top one I'd say is Phantasm. He's a hard industrial, like raw style DJ. That's all like fucking like hard
all
shit.
All the hard stuff. I like a bit of hard style, bit of hard bump.
Gives
bump.
Me a sore head. I take 2 painkillers when I fucking go to him, mate. I don't like it.
I went to Hard End in Croatia about 4 years ago or something, 5 years ago maybe. Unbelievable. Just straight for fucking 5 days, non-stop. Boom, boom, boom. Unbelievable. Like, I would do it all over again.
So are you saying by like a record label or you just have a manager? What way is that work?
I'm not fully saying, but last year I had a deal with Atlantic Records. They had me do 2 remix deals. That's where you remix a song, you send it to them, and then they won't release it. They just pay you for that remix. So they wanted me to do Joel Corey and Nathan Daw Hair, and then Carline by Symmetric. So I've done that. I sent it to them. I don't know if I'm allowed to say how much they paid me, like, but
don't say it.
You can say it and we can cut it out. No, you can tell him.
See him, man. He's a fucking nosy cunt.
Don't say it.
Yeah, we'll cut it out.
That's good.
That's great.
Great.
For a
pity,
I'm in the wrong game.
For making a tune.
I was saying, then fucking, I bought that Arcana Goose and then the fucking Farlow Orchid.
Don't be, spend it wisely. See why can't, do these things. Be smart, you know what I mean?
Why can't we do, just keep getting more of that then? Like, what, is there.
Because he's saying the 2 remix deal. The deal that he sends only 2 remixes. So once basically the deal goes after that. So when you get another one after Adam, I would imagine that's the way it works.
So just say they release that and it blows up the fuck. Do you still get anything from that? Yeah. Or is it because they bought that off you? Is that do they own that song?
No, I still own the song. It's just they got like a cut out of it. I don't know how much it is. It's like, it's not fucking, like, obviously I'd get more out of it.
Yeah, you get royalties and all that. Mm-hmm. They would make, get some too. Just whatever way that the agreements get signed. You know what I mean? And every single agreement's different.
All right, well, this is musician talking to musician here. Do you know what I mean? This is out of my death.
Listen, I haven't made too many agreements. Me. Let's, for one, say, we'll go far.
Do you think he'd be the best MC on?
In Belfast, 100%.
Slice is finally dropping songs here, I've heard.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, I heard it there about fucking 5 minutes ago. Tell you what, it's the fucking best one he's done, 1,000,000%.
Think it's better than Gizabella?
Nah, actually.
I was fucking. See, it's hard to tap it. It's hard to. That's why I haven't put it out of tune. It's hard to beat.
See, when you
Gizabella will always be the best one.
It's hard to tap it.
In my opinion, it'll always be the best one.
You know what I mean? See, when you go get that high, it's hard to keep doing it, man, at high. And see, when you haven't put out a tune away, it's hard to get back at it. But listen, I lost my phone. I lost all my raps. 3 years of raps. Do you know how fucking frustrating that is? And it would put people off, but.
Which is wrong,
business adventure too. You know? I'm back, people. Yous were waiting. Yous were torturing me. Get the tunes out. Well, it's coming. And who knows? There could be another link up between me and Young Lormer here in the future. Who knows?
I know.
I'd be fucking down for it. No sweat.
There you go. See, you know what I mean? Two local lads from the whack. Do you know what I mean?
That's a fucking shit.
A lot of times, see if I find a beat, I'll jump on it, boom, and I'll do a rap. But then you can't put that on Spotify. You can't put that on. Do you know what I mean?
I put it on SoundCloud, and then if it's good enough, a record label shit, and then they'll bail me saying, yo, mate, this is a pumper, can we release this? And then we would go through like all the royalties and all, like all the fucking like payment and all. They would release it on a Friday. See, anyone would release, it would always be a Friday. And if it's an hour, day of the week, I don't know. But
he knows a crack for a kid, doesn't he? He's 14, but he's switched on. He's switched on most of our watches.
Yeah.
Our watchers, I all love it.
And most of the people doing music in this fucking city that we call Belfast, this guy's on. So,
I'm sure you're going to have like a weekly residence as soon as you're of age.
Hopefully,
I'm sure loads of places in that town will want you regularly.
Do not be sitting in school being like, aye, sir, thanks.
Fuck a bit in school sometimes. Like, I was withdrawn earlier. Like,
what's that mean?
Like, internally suspended. Like, you have to sit with like your head of school for a whole day.
What'd you do?
Run away from my vice principal.
Were you?
Because, right, seeing our school, right? We have this thing where you can't fucking go into the school, like the actual like corridors or break time and lunch time. Here's me. Fuck that, because you have to sit either an assembly hall or you have to go outside. So me and my mates, right, we've got mobiles, right?
Right.
At our playground, we went out the playground, we went down the mobiles, or just gate, Right, we open the gate, go in, take a ride, you're into the school. We get in there, and then we try to sit in the room. We look down the corridor, Balik's our fucking vice principal. He starts walking up the corridor. Fuck shit. We start sprinting down the corridor. And then we basically do like a lap around the whole school. And then we finish our lap. Fucking stand there staring us out. Here's me, Balik.
Principal?
Principal.
What year are you?
Fourth year.
Oh, are you only fourth year? I thought that's you were sixth.
I know.
Balik.
You're still a few years to go, Arch.
But you're going to be...
You're
going to be a full-time DJ, like, aren't you? That's what you're be mad being that age, you know? Like, I don't even need this shit. Like, how did you start DJing?
Right, so Billy Gillies, he moved into my estate, and I think it was around, like, Christmas 2020. Oh, no, it was October 2022. I was out with my mates, and then, you know, Billy Gillies moved into the estate. Here's me, Balik. I rung my dad. I don't know why the fuck I rung my dad about it. And then I was like, shout out to my dad, Bomber. But he goes, I go to him. Billy Gillies, he's fucking moving to the estate. Oh, he's only around the corner from me. I just shoot up my dad's.
Did you knock the door?
My dad was training with him.
Right.
Because he moved into the estate. I don't know how they became mates, but they were started talking.
It's a good thing they did anyway.
Good thing they did, or else I wouldn't be where I am right now.
That's it, yeah, fair play.
He follows me on TikTok, so if you're watching, you want to come on ahead. Put in a good word for us, Billy.
Billy, aye.
Come on, Billy.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on, big man.
What the fuck?
Do you know Carrie-Anne?
Carrie-Anne,
KD. She's brilliant.
She was on.
Carrie-Anne. She's a very fucking big festival. I was looking at the Bell Sonic lineup. KD. Emerge lineup. KD. Fucking Telegraph. Fucking
smashing it.
Here, have you ever been to... like,
what a legend.
Have you ever been to a rave?
Yeah, I was at Reckless Raves the other week, and then I was at Woodville Festival, and then I was at Shorefest 2022, but I got invited. That's different. I'm looking to go to Emerge next year.
I went this year. You must be like a wee celebrity when you're going to town and all the
fuck
kids love you.
I can't go anywhere outside of my estate without getting noticed. This is when I really started to get known. I went up to Barry's, Port Rush.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Most of those are going to fucking, it's Curry's. It'll always be Barry's. It'll always be fucking Barry's.
It is Barry's.
Mm-hmm. So I went up there with my granny and granda. I was looking around. I see all these fucking leavers looking at me. I was like, what are they looking at me for? And then after I got off a ride, a company asked me for photos. I was just like, why no sweat? Because I would never turn down a photo from anyone.
Nah, you never do, mate.
You always have to stay humble. You always have to stay loyal to the fans.
100%. I never turn anyone down either. It doesn't matter who it is, because at the end of the day, it's someone who's obviously likes your stuff or is a fan of you, you know what I mean?
And then they're fucking putting you in the business.
They're supporting you.
Yeah.
100%.
And then, so I obviously took a photo with them. And I was just like, right, fucking leaf off. And then I start walking about. And then I went out there I got the big fucking, the beast ride at the back.
Yeah.
I went around the ad. That's where the most happened.
Did you get swarmed?
Oh, I got swarmed. I fucking promises right now. I got swarmed. I was like about, I was about 20. It wasn't like a big swarm, but it was about 20.
Still, a lot of people you wouldn't think would ever notice you when you're just going down the bar. He's like,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
I mean?
That's a fucking full hour away from me. And then I went down to Port Rush Beach after. There was more people coming up to me, and then more and more and more. I was like, fucking hell. And then it's
most kids fantasize about this. I think most kids watch some on TV and the final, I'd love to be like,
oh, you're living out a lot of kids, young kids' dreams, yeah. Fair play. You're
what year is your birth? Like, what year were you born?
2011.
What?
2011? Fuck me. That's mad.
You were born in 2011.
Oh, February 21st.
Jesus, you've missed so much. Like, I know. Like, from what I've seen, like,
I wish I was born.
No, man, it's good. You're full, like,
you're fresh on the scene, bro.
I know, but I wish I was in, like, the old days, like, the old raves. No, apparently, that's where the fucking place
we weren't even, at the end of days, mate, you're going to go back further again.
I would have been, like, my man all my dad, all 90s ravers, like, young generation. But
do you not think now, like, I know.
I was only born in the 90s.
Obviously, you grew up with phones and all, and you're only starting.
I grew up with, like, toys now.
But I mean, see, like, if you go to any rave now or most nightclubs, concerts,
phones,
but you never got that like in the '90s or like '90s early 2000s because the phones we would have had. Well, I was still a kid, but Nokia's mate, Nokia's fucking all shy phones that you wouldn't have had TikTok to upload it to.
Oh,
but like my first, it's just things change. It's scary, like
rave all success, Faithless 2014. No phones.
He died, did he?
Aye, rest in peace.
Oh, fuck, did he?
The guy.
He didn't die, just died years ago, like.
Now
he
can get some sleep.
Here, do you have a remix of his song?
I'm actually working on a remix of Insomnia.
So is this what all DJs do? You try and all find the best old song that no one's mixed, and then you get it, mix it, and then...
And then if it's good enough, a record label snatch it off
you. So is that how they do? They come and they listen to it, and then they'll come and... Take it.
You just put it in SoundCloud, hope for the best. Go on to the next one. Boom.
Splattered all over your social medias. Because you see your social medias, that's where the mostly shit. Because, for example, Dara, Put Him High, that was a fucking old tune that people haven't heard in years. He brought it back. I think it was Other Records send it. And then that's whenever he started to fucking blow up. That's what I'm just looking for. I know the day is going to come one day.
Oh, well,
where I put it out a tune and then it'll blow up. And then fuck on the record label got me straight away.
What's the most views you've like listens or whatever? What are they called on SoundCloud?
Streams.
What's the most streams you've had on the song?
I actually suck here.
I'm not the biggest fan.
I'm just staying on my fucking phone, by the way.
Got a cover on.
What's what they got in the champagne here for Christmas?
I got the new champagne.
What do you think of?
Same as every bar from. Where did I get
the orange? So what's so good about them all? They're the same.
Because they just like bring better cameras out, make them a wee bit faster, better battery life, and then just fucking rubby.
Oh, it's better than this thing anyway. Scrap.
My most viewed is Psycho with 361,000.
Have you made any money off? Like, is that the one?
I haven't checked it. Cause
but is that the one they messaged you and bought? No, it wouldn't be, would it?
So, see, when you're uploading, do you use anything? Like, there was a thing I was using called, like, DistroKid.
DistroKid, alright.
That's what you would use?
Yeah, that's what I use to upload Psycho.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to, like, all platforms, doesn't it? And it basically just does it for you, like, in a way.
Yeah. That's what I started using before AFL Studio. I started using that. I started making... They were fucking shit, like...
What about Splice?
Splice, oh, that's where you get all your good samples, no? Oh, that's where I get a load of my kicks, my vocals. Yeah. And then,
so is that like the women singing, like, in a song? Mm-hmm. Like, and you just listen to that pure blank, no background and music, you make the instrumental and put that over it?
All right, here, I've got... There's a wee website you have to put it in first. It's called TuneBot. It shows you the KMBPM of it. So you see any track you make, see any like chords or anything, you have to put it in that exact, like just say, for example, your vocals A sharp minor, right? You have to put every single fucking chord, bass, everything, you have to put that in the same key, A sharp minor.
Yeah, I get you.
What do you think about AI? Do you think AI is going to affect the DJ?
I reckon it will. Like, I reckon one day they're going to come out with a door. And it's going to just make a whole tune for you, and I'll just fucking ruin music for you.
Yeah, sure. Have you not seen what they're doing with the 50 Cent songs and all?
There's no more vinyls.
Bringing it back to the 50s and like,
the origin.
Gangster rap, mixing it into like old 50s music. Surely
some of them are actually
gonna,
good though.
No, they're all good, mate.
Yeah, they're pretty
AI
good.
AI knows what you like, mate. It will come a time where they're just going to bang a DJ tunes out. Like,
Waste it upon me.
Oh, that's a good tune, isn't
it? You can't deny it. Like,
it's not far away. Yeah. They're like,
would you use it in the future?
AI? What the fuck?
See, the thing is, don't worry any podcast fans, because AI can't do a podcast for you, you know what I mean?
No, and they can't do it like the working class do it. They can only do it like a robot can do it.
You wouldn't want to listen to a fucking AI podcast.
You get some
wings. Sure, I don't even think it would work. Do you want to hear something, Matt, that someone sued Red Bull for?
For fucking jumping off a fucking hang, thinking they'll grow wings.
No, do you know what it was? The drunk attendant. But the drunk attendant Red Bull, right? And they obviously didn't grow wings. They sued Red Bull for it. They're saying, right? So see now when you see a Red Bull ad, free ice. So it doesn't spell wings. It's like Red Bull will give you wings, or like three
wings.
So like W-I-I-I-N-G-S. So it's not a real word.
So it's sarcastically.
So it means you can't, like, because it's not a real thing.
That's fucking mad. You can see some cunt over that, like.
Here, was there tunes playing, or was I going mad?
It's one of your cars, I'd say.
Nah.
You can get, there's all been all sorts of mad lawsuits. Have you seen the one that was the Pepsi, the jet? The Pepsi jet? Yeah.
Oh,
did you see that?
That's mental.
It was
documentary. Oh, it's on Netflix.
It was good. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
Nah, what is it?
It's I'll try and remember. It was like at every bottle cap or something, you if you collected like a million of them, you get a jet. Like a big fighter jet, but the fighter jet would cost like 40 million. So like someone worked it out, man, well, I need to spend a million to get
4.5 million.
A year, and if I buy all the caps, I have enough to get the jet, which I'll 40 times my money. And then when they done it and they didn't pay out the jet.
Get them like something smaller.
And yeah.
They're see the one, the basketball thing, the guy did it from a halfway shot.
Yeah, and then you're meant to win so many
months. The final he played in a fucking, he won like a million quid, and then the final he played college ball for like one game. He said, now you're not eligible.
Scumbags.
Bastards.
Do you play any sports?
I used to play football.
How many like hours a day would you DJ, or would it be week, like once a week, once a day?
Probably just
every day. But so obviously I go to school, and then I go with my mates for a bit. I would just get on a laptop, and then I'll start working on tunes. And then say if it was there, like fucking saying that kind of, I would just go out to the studio and then just start working on everything. I'll just be flying in the studio.
Mm-hmm. See, years ago I thought like you made songs on like a set of decks, but it's done on a laptop now.
Everyone thinks that they're made in decks.
It started off the origin of DJing started off on the decks, on their vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
This jack, but nah.
This one may tell you what you actually do in the decks. You mix one tune into the other. It's hard to explain, right? So say one track's playing, you cue up the next track, and then you mix it in, right? You turn the faders up, and then you see the track that's playing. You turn the bass, the EQs, the highs and all down. And then the other track, you bring that up, you bring the lows, highs, bass and all, you bring that all up. Whenever the tune that you're mixing out of is about the end, you bring it down, and then that's your next tune that's already in.
I got a set of decks when I was fucking about 12, like, I'm raising, I ever so giving them away, like, because if you had a stock to it, you'd been able to just sit in your mate's house partying away, all the lads, you host like an RV.
It's obviously cheating, but see, DJing, can you not, like, just set all your songs up and then just, like, hit play and just...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Standard. People do that.
People do that, like 100%. Do that, I don't fucking.
But I was like, what does a DJ? Says. I know, but what does a DJ actually do? You know what I mean? Like,
in the crowd, you see the crowd.
But you could, like, oh, no, obviously people do it, but
because you could no go, you way could people to a DJ, could
do a 5-hour straight set, right, and be mixing that.
And the DJ is going to play the same. If the DJ's going on tour, he's going to play that same, near enough same set every single country or city or gig that they go to. They're not going to change the set every single time they've a gig. It's a different set. Do you know what I mean?
Any show I play, I do a different set.
You do a different set?
I do different tunes and all every set. Like,
you don't want to be scripted, or?
Like, I don't want to get fucking bored of it. Like, you know what I mean?
Say I went to go and see somebody in March or something, and they're playing in Liverpool, and then they come to here in the summer, or whatever, and they're playing, like, fucking near enough the same set. Like,
do you like any rappers?
Rappers, obviously, Liam.
Legend, bro.
Oh, I was kind of a bit of kneecap.
Kneecap or legit?
I actually, last December, I posted up a fucking video of me remixing a kneecap song.
What one was it?
Got the red suit one.
Get the press hit.
Get your tits out. Oh, it's such a tune.
I posted up on TikTok. An hour later, I checked my phone. It's got about 50,000 views. I'm like, what the fuck? And then a week later, it's got over 100,000. I was like, what the fuck?
Was it a remix of get the
oh, I was Jimmy McShad.
We actually were with we were with Mowgli Pop in the airport. When was it? Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Your name. Coming Thomas back Bro. From London. Yeah.
Everybody sees him. I
think they would be fucking.
They're really famous now. Like
two really humblest dudes
about
their own movie. Yeah. You know, I must have watched their movie about fucking 20 times. It's a really good movie. Like
it's mad, but like because they don't. They've never been to acting school and all, like, just was able to act in a film better than loads of actors, like.
I could act no sweat. You just have to act like you're fucking, like, you're, like, no, there's no cameras, I'm doing this fucking for real. Like,
I know, you just have to tell yourself in the brain, me and him have to do a bit of acting, don't we?
I could act no sweat. See if, like, Parliament or something text me saying, yo, was he in the movie? I would do it no sweat without any, like, nerves or nothing.
Would you? And also, to be fair, you're 14. You come on a podcast, mate, and you come on with confidence. Like
we've struggled to get 35-year-old fellas onto these podcasts to speak.
I know, and people come in and they'll say before, no, like I'm nervous here. Like we would try and do it in ways where.
We don't need to break the ice and all. It's just you just talk away and then easy way into it. We're not sitting with no pad and a pen going. So, what date were you born? And what hospital did you come from?
Pick and boxes.
What do you eat in the morning for your breakfast? And what do you have for your dinner? What time do you go to bed? We don't give a fuck. We're just here to talk away.
What's your favorite podcast? We've done because he watches our podcast.
I'd say he's my favorite podcast. Honestly, he's fucking. He's a good crack. Like he's fucking. All the other fucking podcasts. They're fucking boring bastards. Like all.
Good man, mate. Good man. What's your favorite like episode? I'm testing you.
Or loads, but
be one more Burnsy. That's what Burnsy says. Seeing you ask Burnsy, he was let me see. It was number 9. We know what number 9 is, you lamb bastard.
What would you call it?
There's one of my
fucking hair, but I forgot what it was. I like the techno grand one because I was mentioning it.
What's he? He's on like 5 million followers or something. I'm lying. It's like 1.5.
He used one of my songs in one of his videos. I was just like, before I attacked this fucking thingy, like about 700,000 followers.
So, what way he works, I think you've just had to pay him and he'll like do a wee video to your song, get more noticed.
You didn't pay him, did you?
No, I didn't have to pay him. I just went to him, fucking, can you use my song in a video? I was just like,
he's a nice guy, like, he's knocking out 10 videos a day, like, see TikTok, it's a numbers game, see if you can get 5 videos out a day, like, you will, no matter how shit your content is, you will blow up on TikTok, and see if you can actually make it half decent, you'll do well.
He gets paid off every single video he does.
See, he gets paid, I can remember he was telling me, it was when Carling, Schematics had there on it, he was doing Tuesday at, and then he was saying, what do you call Hershey's Carry On's, mate?
Hannah Langs,
her new song was coming out, and then like she would pay him, and he would do videos for her song, and then that helps bring attention around the song. Yeah, sure, that's
what. So when I'm bringing out this new tune, I need to fucking send it to everybody.
What I said the other day. Remember your imam? The imam Prada. Do you know he sings that song? He's like a wee fucking Indian kid, and he's on TikTok. Yes. I say we'll get him to do Liam's new song. Like. I know, we'll get him to sing it. I'll sign him it. He'll probably be talking money. We'll say, we'll sort him out.
Was that man?
He's like
the Christian Dior boy.
I fucking love him. He's funny, isn't he? I was like, but he thinks he can really. He can't sing, but he's like, the way
is he in the jungle?
No, he just stands on the street doing it. But he's like,
can someone show me him, please?
We'll get him up. Get him up. I mean, we'll put him up in the video. But
because you have to do it. You actually have to go and do these things to promote your music. Yeah. Like, it's mad to think.
See, some people just think promotion just happens by itself. It doesn't. You need to fucking get out there.
Just happened by itself, to be fair. Like, that's people just share.
You get away with it because yours is good. See if your shit rapper, mate.
I don't pay for sponsored ads or no promotions or anything like that, by the way. Never have, never will.
That's fucking. It's good news.
269,000 likes.
Sounds like your woman.
Go on a different one, man.
He actually sounds like.
You want to see him, mate? He's funny.
Is he good?
He does like all his music.
He does all like he sings all songs.
Or is he popping up my 40 pages or fuck's
sake? Leg it. Good man. That's funny, my TikTok video come up and he's sitting on the podcast.
You
everyone go and follow Gavin Nace Army. Help my TikTok.
This boy's got 1.2 million fucking followers.
Yeah, I says to Liam, we'll get him to do it. I'll message him. We'll message him.
Yeah, mess him off a
little bit. Oh, fucking 50 Cent candy shop.
Oh, Jesus.
I picture I'm doing Isabella.
Been around the world, no place like Belfast.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted. What's his name?
It's like Rahan something.
So we'll give him a shout.
Anyone out there wants to promote
the show, I'm going to be doing a wee video, so if you want it, you can bounce the video, or kid.
Done in his music video.
I'll cut this bit out.
Here, I would do that, no swag.
Listen, I'd get the...
How many followers do you have?
45.9.
Are you on Instagram?
I'm not really on Instagram.
TikTok's better.
See, I'm mostly on Instagram and not on TikTok. Where everybody else is the opposite.
So what? I sent one of his videos already, got a profile.
Soon, good man.
What's
He sent me his three man's video, so I can.
I'll
message him. I'm message him. Who would be the biggest like influencer in like Ireland? Like
influencer?
Nasty.
Nasty followed me yesterday. He's massive.
Nasty, but in a good way.
See, to be on TikTok, you need a niche. Like you need something you can keep posting on. I post just the best sort of shit. Like he needs something. Like he always posts about space bags. It's just something everyone likes, and he's good. You just go back it. I know, because everyone here is either Catholic or Protestant, so it's going to work.
It stirs the pot a wee bit.
Yeah. No, I says, you can tell, like, if there was a lane of 100 people, you would be able to tell. I'm good,
we
mate.
You can tell. I'm pretty sure Protestants can tell.
Can you tell?
I could tell he was, like, because fucking says HDR.
See, that's what my video was. I says, like, Protestants will say H. Is that the way you say
it? I say H.
You say H? I say H. But that's how you can tell. But I want a staffer. I can tell just by looking at someone.
100%. That's what I'm like.
I want to do it. If 100 people meet me outside the City Hall next week, and I pick them out.
Where's a way?
I would love to fucking do it.
So there's bound to be a way we can sort it. Like, so we go into a town, right? And we're just 100 people. 100 people that walk past, right?
You guess
it, and then I ask them,
Are
you a Protestant or a Catholic? And then they tell us after, and then we'll tally up how many you get.
Do you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Someone messaged me and says, go on, look at profile pictures. I need it in the flesh. You need to look in the flesh. But you can't tell in a profile picture.
No,
like,
you need to, in real life, like.
I can definitely tell by one conversation.
I'd say call 50 people. So if you just go to town for an hour, you'll get at least 50
I can tell someone from West Belfast just by.
I don't know how I fucking cut you out there. I'm a Catholic.
No, you're not.
I'm a Catholic, I fucking swear.
I'm joking.
Don't be doing that. That was my fucking confidence
Well done. Very good, son. Have you pulled any older birds or anything?
Yeah.
Some
fucking purpose. I remember the fucking full thing.
Your family's gonna be watching us here. Like,
we can cut it out if you want.
You want to cut it out?
Listen to the full fucking thing. I want these all to fucking hear us, right? Listen to what
Bomber.
Right? Some wee bird asked me in Snapchat, right? So first snapped me. I was like, so I snapped her back. I was like, how old are you? 17.
Did you say?
I told her I was 16. I'm supposed to be seeing a vigor tomorrow, like, but.
Do you know what? That's mad, because that's like. That girl's attacking me. Perfect.
Here, see if you're that shit. You know who you're fucking are. I'm 14, you're a fucking pervert.
The wee man, go on.
There's some wee woman watching this having a fucking panic attack.
He's not okay. Here, do you see, AMZ's looking to come on a podcast. Did you see him put the photo out?
AMZ,
if you got him on me, he'd be fucking storming at this. 20 minutes in it, he'd be storming at this fucking door.
I don't know if he would be
he's
able to.
He's hated here, like loads of people hate him. Apparently, he's a PDF fan, so we don't want him on.
So we can't go ahead with, but with that thing, he did. We did find him very funny.
His raps are funny. We agree. It would be a funny podcast, but I mean, just for like the shit he's had, it's just no good for our podcast. Like, you know what I mean, we would take a lot of
shit
for it.
some, I don't know if it's true or not, if it is or whatever, but.
Did you see the video we done where it's true?
Oh, you and him fucking sitting there rapping.
I hit the ball.
From the crop, halfway line.
I hit the crossbar, even when I'm dead.
Let me tell you a story, let me end up being him hard, right?
Do you know him?
I don't like him, like, you don't like me, fuck him.
Do you have beef?
Yep.
Oh, this was the other day, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, I seen that the other day.
I'll tell you a cool story.
Oh, yes, I seen that.
Look, right, so he was on TikTok live. I joined the live. I started griefing him out, right? And then he fucking starts slamming me back. I was like, who the fuck is this cunt talking to? And then all of them start going, like, he's a kid. You're fucking slamming him and all. Next second, boom, he gets banned. Swear to fuck. The other week, I can't believe one of his videos saying, mate, stop ruining all these. Stop fucking. You've ruined enough songs, mate. He would play.
You're playing with a video.
Oh, it's a fucking full, like, 5 minute video saying, mate, I don't want you out there. You're doing something next to your life. You're not out there. We scumbag doing drugs. You know what I mean? I hope you're all doing good. Here's me. I didn't encounter her and I'm. Who the fuck says cunt think he is? Fucking. You were slaughtering me on TikTok live the arm off. You fucking. Old bastard. Like,
he's looking sympathy, mate. That's fuck what he's looking like. He's trying to do you a favour whenever he's not.
See when I'm 18, I call you at the fucking boxing match. I'm fucking calling you right now.
Yeah, but we promotions. We don't think he wouldn't come over. We don't think he would.
I don't know if he's even in England.
He lives in his car in England. He is alright. He lives in a car in England.
Is he in Devon?
Someone called Doreen or something. Maybe, he here,
his car.
See if I offer him a fur like right now, he will lap it. I bet you he will lap it.
I know, and you're 14.
Near him, mate,
in your age,
fuck. Oh, I
fuck up. Go on, I offer him anything.
Here, yeah, does your mates know you're coming on then, or have you told anyone?
I told a couple of my mates, and then they were like, bally, because I was just like, oh. You see, my mates, right, I would tell them everything. You see, if someone tells me, fucking, mate, don't tell me these things, I would only tell people that I know that would fuck up.
I'm a confidence kid, good man.
Yep, I told my best mate about this.
Go ahead.
I'll say his name here, his name's Leo, but I'll ask you a second. Leo. If you call it Leo, I'll tell you.
You can't say what it is then, no?
I can't say what it is.
Chalky, mate.
Cheers, bro.
I was going to say something. Really. Just put your sound cloud on the way home.
Where's the dream place that you would love to DJ?
Emerge, Belfast, Shine Tent.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Not even Amnesia or like, are
fuck
you sure?
That. I want to play in front of that Shine Tent. It's about 50,000 in there. I'd love to fucking do that.
Yeah. Do you know where it was more pumping last time? The UFO tent.
That looked fucking. That's Hannah Lang.
That's more. We ended up on the stage with Hannah Lang. We ended up backstage on top of the stage while she was on DJ and we were all up, all the lads free Heineken. Actually, we have a video after us here.
That's fucking easy.
Shout out to Carl. Carl got us up. Or my bro, Larry. Legend.
See your age group? Do you all rock the come over fringe?
Oh, aye.
Right,
well, we all rock this.
Do you have a brush?
Not our fucking coat.
Can I ask, what's the crack with the brushes, bro?
Right, so see if you're walking about, right? Say the wind hits your hair. You're fucked, because like, you see as all goes about. Yeah. And you want it to sit nice. So, you see if something fucks up our hair, we fucking brush it, out.
That's it.
So, like, I'm about to say something here. Can you cut it out?
Fuck's sake, kid, you're preaching to a choir.
So here, what does 6-7 mean?
6-7? I've got no fucking clue what it means, yeah. but
my son,
it's that wee thing. Mate, you see my fucking schoolers, these wee fucking... So, right, so the teacher's counting, right? He goes like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or something. 6-7! They're fucking...
Six, seven knuckles around the back of your head.
They ever get that one energy on 6-7, we'll get you in. They haven't.
Did he say that?
He's doing that to try and get him relevant, fuck's sake.
See, the funniest thing I ever seen him say was he was doing an Eminem cover, and it was like the Stan cover. And he was trying to. So, this is what I don't understand, right? Like, see if we make a shit video. You get to watch it back before you actually upload it. You can watch it all before you actually post it. Eminem's Stan's version was completely different to his. He goes, I sent 2 letters back and out of you must not have got him. And then MC goes, I sent 2 letters back and out of you must not have got him. My daughter's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. my daughter, instead of my girlfriend's pregnant, I'm about to be a father. He says, my daughter's pregnant too, about to be a father. And I don't know if he was doing that to be trying to be funny, or did he even mean to do, and it just came out. Like, I need to know answers, because
he brings
I've been questioning
like,
this shit.
He really does bring it on himself.
But I giggled. Don't
hear the funniest thing I've heard him say.
He scoots himself every week. Mate, he's done a podcast before, and it was just like, he was just sitting in his car on live, and he was calling it a podcast, and people were joining the back and just abusing the fuck out of him. I was absolutely so confused. Like, why would you go live if you're just taking shit? Like,
do you just want to hear the most funny? Oh, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to offend it here.
Third
I can't offend it, but it's him going like fucking combat warriors doing armies are all fucking fruits.
There was one I seen of him saying like, I didn't get put out, and then the video changes and it's just him getting put out.
Oh.
They're all stabbing, shouting at him, and getting
get
put
him
out.
Get
him
out!
Get him out!
He lives in Liverpool now.
He's not allowed on this podcast anyway, people. More of the point. More of those stories. Sorry.
We met Agnew when we were in Camden.
We bumped into fucking Agnew in Camden Town. What's the chances? We're
walking up London.
11 o'clock at night, we bump into Agnew. He's already on life. We jumped in the ring. What's happening? That's first ever time. I spotted him. I don't even watch. Me, of all people, I spotted him.
Liam goes, fuck you, wee man. He looks like Agnew, doesn't he? And then we just heard his voice. That is him.
Couldn't believe it.
He was in a different company. Like, I think it was like fucking Sabres or something. And then, did you ever get McFadds?
Oh, there was a wee bit of
He was having beef with him. Agnew was slobbering to McFadds on live. He was in Rome. Agnew says, move over to Rome, have me a fried egg.
Who went over to Rome? McFadds or Agnew?
McFadds went over to fucking Rome to look for McFadds. Oh, he went to look for Agnew. Didn't find him.
You have to give it to him.
He called him out and he went to find him. Like, and
McFadds for fucking plenty.
This is what we forgot to talk about. Andy Malone. And your email.
Who's Andy Malone here?
Andy Malone got called out on all over social media. Your man.
Yeah, he called him out. A video of you and says Liambo Slice. Your man. He put a post up on us and says, listen to Liambo Slice and then put one of your bars. Did you not see it?
No, I didn't see it, but I've seen him training to my music.
But he actually put a post up and he was like Liambo says something, you're going to do something.
I didn't see it, but listen.
I was saying, do something.
The word on the video is Andy Malone's calling people out or whatever. Your wee man Kim was calling Andy Malone out and he wasn't responding. He went to Portugal to defend him and he blacked him. And then he finally tracked him down at the airport and your man Andy didn't want to know. And then he made a video after that saying, anyone can get it. So then he offered him 10 grand. Then he done a video with the 10 grand saying, let's go. And then I don't know if it's going to happen or whatever, or what the crack is like. But
funny if it did happen, but
I would love to see it happen. Like, Kael and Andy Malone, get it sorted out. Give the boys a bit of entertainment. Do you know what I mean?
Right, well,
Do you have anybody you want to shout out, or
I want to shout someone out. Troy Part, you're a legend.
Troy Part. Troy Part, come to the Working Class Podcast. You're a CS, mate. We love you. Ireland loves you. You're a patron saint of Ireland.
You're getting free
Guinness everywhere you go for the rest of your life.
JZO, Leo Tassano, Mackenzie Montgomery, and my dad.
Good man, kid. Well done.
Love yous and leave yous, folks.
See, whenever you make it, big time, you come back on. And
I don't forget people.
Good man. Remember
who
your
busy
first
for
podcast.
Us now, you know what I mean? Remember who your first podcast was?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.